What American skier won the first Olympic gold medal? The answer's in this true story from Lucky Sportsman's Territory, brought to you by the Brewers of Lucky, the sportsman's friend. When the 48 Winter Olympics were held in St. Moritz, a 28-year-old Vancouver, Washington housewife named Gretchen Fraser was first down the women's slalom course. For more than 12 years, she dreamed of winning America's first Olympic gold medal in skiing. But Dame Fate said no. First, Gretchen failed to make the 36 Olympic team. Next, she twisted her knee and experts said she'd never ski again. Then World War II and the 40 and 44 Olympic Games were suspended. But Gretchen had grit. Right after her accident, she married Don Fraser, Olympic skier. Don encouraged his wife to make a comeback. The rest is history. Gretchen Fraser of Vancouver stunned the skiing world, taking first in the women's slalom and America's first Olympic gold medal in skiing. Listen for more true stories from Lucky Sportsman's Territory and keep well stocked with Lucky, the sportsman's friend. How many fish have a sweet tooth? Find out in this true story from Lucky Sportsman's Territory, brought to you by the Brewers of Lucky, the sportsman's friend. Gene Hackney says, trout go for candy. Hackney gave up pro golf back in 1960 and settled down at West Medical Lake near Spokane. Fishermen have taken some 500,000 well-fed rainbows out of West Medical, Clear, and Silver Lakes alone. After several years of fly fishing, Gene Hackney discovered angler's magic, marshmallow bait. Yes, colored marshmallows. And they've become so popular in the Northwest that now packers are selling fishing marshmallows. Why? Because they're catching big rainbows, perch, catfish, and even bass. Thanks to Gene Hackney, thousands of Northwest anglers use fresh marshmallows in place of flies and other bait. And believe it or not, they're good in bad weather, too. Listen for another true story from Lucky Sportsman's Territory. Meanwhile, settle back and enjoy a cool, refreshing bottle or can of your favorite Lucky, the sportsman's friend. Hear about the diver who fought an octopus hand to hand, to hand, to hand? It's a true story from Lucky Sportsman's Territory, brought to you by the Brewers of Lucky, the sportsman's friend. Gary Keffler is a skin diver from Seattle with a very unusual pastime. Gary sells equipment to underwater sightseers and sports divers, but Gary doesn't use gear when he explores the cold waters of Puget Sound. In the game he calls Diving for Devilfish, Gary tracks the octopus of the sound hiding in deep holes and caverns. He starts the fight with no holes barred. Two arms, two legs of unarmed diver against 8 20-foot tentacles. When the fight is finished, and so far our man has won, the octopus is released or given to the University of Washington for research. All by a new breed of underwater sportsman, Gary Keffler of Seattle. How's that for a true story from Lucky Sportsman's Territory? And how about asking for a six-pack or a handy take-along 12-pack of your favorite Lucky, the sportsman's friend? Ever hear of the annual wheelchair games? Listen to this true story from Lucky Sportsman's Territory, brought to you by the Brewers of Lucky, the sportsman's friend. Marianne Sulek graduated from San Jose State in 1966, planning to teach women's physical fitness. But 2 months later, a car accident left Marianne paralyzed from the waist down. After months of pain and hardship, Marianne made her way from hospital bed to wheelchair. She founded the first annual California Wheelchair Games at Palo Alto. The games were successful, and in 69 they tripled in participants. Recently, San Jose State named Marianne Sulek their outstanding recreation major. And with that award came a new job, coordinator of recreation for the handicapped, King County Park and Recreation Department in Seattle. An inspiring story from Lucky Sportsman's Territory, brought to you by the Brewers of Cool, Refreshing Lucky, the sportsman's friend. Pick up a six-pack or convenient 12-pack of your favorite Lucky today. Can a good little man make good in a big man's game? Yes, according to this true story from Lucky Sportsman's Territory, brought to you by the Brewers of Lucky, the sportsman's friend. Steve Prefontaine of Coos Bay, Oregon, goes all out in whatever he does, like holding down three jobs at once at a gas station, insurance company, and at the swimming pool, or like making a near 3-point grade average between track meets and workouts, or like tackling the near impossible. You see, Steve Prefontaine wants to be a great runner, a tough goal for a man with short strides. But this former Marshfield High athlete was determined and proved it with tough 7-day-a-week workouts. On April 25th, 1969, it all paid off. the little man with short strides covered 2 miles in 8 minutes, 41.5 seconds, beating the nation's best, setting a new record, paving the way to the next Olympics. A great story from Lucky Sportsman's territory. Stop by your favorite store or tavern and ask for your favorite Lucky, the sportsman's friend. Do you have to play golf full-time like the pros to be a winner? Not according to this true story from Lucky Sportsman's territory. Brought to you by the Brewers of Lucky, the sportsman's friend. Salem, Oregon has a right to be proud of its new young athletes. One of the country's top young amateur golfers, Pat Fitzsimons of North Salem, has been burning up Western golf courses. Pat was low amateur in the 68 Pacific Northwest Open, runner-up in the Oregon Amateur, winner of the Oregon Open. And right now, the big smile is for a big win last July 30th. Pat birdied 3 of the last 4 holes in the Pacific Northwest Open to win by 1 stroke, beating the best in the Northwest. Pat Fitzsimons from North Salem, now at the U of Oregon, 1969 Pacific Northwest Open champion. Listen for more true stories from Lucky Sportsman's territory. And just for the sport of it, stop by and pick up a 6-pack or 2 of your favorite Lucky, the cool, smooth, refreshing sportsman's friend. What turns on a quiet community? The answer's in this true story from Lucky Sportsman's territory, brought to you by the Brewers of Lucky, the sportsman's friend. Oregon is a land of contrasts, where you relax in the state of excitement. In the southeast portion lies the peaceful Jordan Valley. The town of Jordan Valley, near the Idaho border, was settled by Basques. These people love the quiet, unspoiled quality of their Oregon. But by contrast, they play the world's fastest game. It's a Basque game brought from the Pyrenees, a game like handball called pelota. We also know it as highlay, considered one of the world's toughest sports. These Basque Americans have built up a lot of court of stone in the quiet solitude of Southeast Oregon to play the world's fastest game, pelota. Listen for more true stories from Lucky Sportsman's territory. And whatever your sport, enjoy it more with cool, refreshing Lucky, the sportsman's friend, in bottles, cans, and on tap. Do 10% of the fishermen catch 90% of the fish? Probably. And the reasons in this true story from Lucky Sportsman's territory, brought to you by the Brewers of Lucky, the sportsman's friend. Spring rains and the fishing season come to Montana rivers about the same time each May. Many anglers get discouraged and go home, but not Gerald Pileski. Jerry, like other Montanans, gets fishing fever real big each spring, and no muddy stream running full bank turns him off, because that's when Jerry starts catching the big ones. Jerry uses a fly outfit with earthworms or helgramites. He casts close to the bank where trout feed, allowing the bait to drift. While many fishermen wait for low, clear water, Jerry Pileski of Billings braves the elements. In dripping poncho with wet, cold hands, he continues to pull in bigger trout than at any other time during the rest of the season. Listen for another true story from Lucky Sportsman's territory. And wherever you go, do the sporting thing. Ask for your favorite Lucky in bottles, cans, or on tap. Lucky, the sportsman's friend. Like grandfather, like grandson, from baseball to bobsleds. Another true story from Lucky Sportsman's territory, brought to you by the Brewers of Lucky, the sportsman's friend. Western Montana is one of the great outdoor sports areas in the nation. 2 major European winter sports are coming alive in the Missoula Lolo Springs region. One is lugeing, like bobsledding. The other is ski bobbing, a bicycle frame on skis. Brought to Big Sky Country by William E. Cartwright of Missoula, there are now some 200,000 ski bobbers in the world. Cartwright, a director of the International Federation of Ski Bobbing, has arranged for the 1971 Ski Bobbing World Championships in Missoula. Sports pioneering runs in the Cartwright clan. Back in the mid-19th century, Alexander J. Cartwright, Bill's granddad, brought a game to the West we call baseball. Big Sky Country is in Lucky Sportsman's territory, where these true stories are brought to you by cool, refreshing Lucky, the sportsman's friend. Ask for Lucky at your favorite store or tavern today. Did you know that a country doctor was the father of America's national park system? It's a true story from Lucky Sportsman's territory, brought to you by the Brewers of Lucky, the sportsman's friend. Dr. Cornelius Hedges lived in Montana late in the 19th century. Hedges was dedicated to the preservation of America's scenic beauty. One night in September of 1870, as he and some friends sat around a campfire in Yellowstone Country, he decided the natural splendor of the mountains, canyons, rivers, geysers, and forests of Yellowstone should be set aside for the whole world to enjoy. So this Montana doctor persuaded the U.S. government to establish Yellowstone National Park. In 1872, President Grant signed the bill. Today, Yellowstone is the largest and best known of our national parks, with over 2 million visitors each year, all because of a Montana country doctor named Cornelius Hedges. Listen for more true stories from Lucky Sportsman's Territory. And whatever your sport, pick up a good supply of cool, refreshing Lucky, the sportsman's friend. What golf club does a golfer use when he goes fishing? The answer's in this true story from Lucky Sportsman's Territory, brought to you by the Brewers of Lucky, the sportsman's friend. Lieutenant Irvin Dunn of the Idaho State Police golfs and fishes at the very same time. Dunn came up with an ingenious fishing idea while vacationing at the Oregon coast. He worked a screw eye into a golf ball, then tied 300 yards of fishing line to it. Next, he attached hooks and bait to the line and coiled the line so it could run free. Then Lieutenant Dunn teed up his golf ball on the sand and drove the ball, line, hooks, and bait far out into the ocean. Dunn says the golf ball carries his line much further than he could ever cast, and he continually reels in a fine variety of sea trout, rockfish, and flounder. When Lieutenant Dunn was asked what he would have done if he hooked a shark, he replied, "If it were a sand shark, I'd have probably hit it on the head with a sand wedge." Listen for more true stories from Lucky Sportsman's Territory. And right now, open a cool, refreshing Lucky, the sportsman's friend. When do balloons stop being kids' toys? When you hear this true story from Lucky Sportsman's Territory, brought to you by the Brewers of Lucky, the sportsman's friend. In northern Idaho's high country, where highways 95 and 10 meet near Coeur d'Alene, Mark Semich, an ingenious manufacturer, is setting his sights on three new world's records for lighter-than-air balloons. Man has gone to the moon, Mariner's been to Mars, and Mark Semich is sending Arnie home across the Atlantic in a gas balloon. Home's ascent over the Atlantic will start at Fire Island, New York, and hopefully end somewhere on the continent. If successful, Arnie Holm will bring to Coeur d'Alene three new world's records for gas balloons, proving once again that man never avoids a challenge and records are made to be broken. Listen for more true stories from Lucky Sportsman's Territory. And wherever you go in the Great Northwest, ask for cool, refreshing Lucky, the sportsman's friend, in bottles, cans, and on tap. Is life more enjoyable when it's on a downward slope? Listen to this true story from Lucky Sportsman's Territory, brought to you by the Brewers of Lucky, the sportsman's friend. In January 1969, 250 members of the Sun Valley Ski Club gathered for a special reunion at Mount Baldy. What made this ski reunion unusual was the fact that not one of these members was under 50. Some of these senior citizens have enjoyed Sun Valley since it first opened in 1936. Few people skied then, but the sport has mushroomed. Skiing is great for physical fitness, and some instructors say people over 50 make the best pupils, or at least the most enthusiastic. Since they're often able to ski during the middle of the week, they get more practice. It's a great way to recapture youth, and a great place for it is the mountains of Sun Valley, Idaho. Keep listening for more true stories from Lucky Sportsman's Territory, and keep asking for cool, refreshing Lucky, the sportsman's friend, in bottles, cans, and on tap. Here's another story from the brewers of your favorite Lucky. A true story from Lucky Sportsman's Territory. One that I'm sure every one of you know by heart. It's about keeping the scenery scenic, about leaving Mom Nature's handiwork in good shape for the next guy. And the truth of this story is that it's all up to us. That if everyone just picked up after themselves, there wouldn't be a litter problem. The people at Brew Lucky, the sportsman's friend, are using a slogan right now in much of their advertising. It goes like this: keep the West at its best, put litter in its place. And that's not just an invitation, it's a plea. A plea to take that little extra effort to keep the great outdoors great. Look around at the Cascades, along the Columbia, over the Sawtooth Mountains, to Idaho's lava beds, then up into the rugged Montana snowcaps. Would you give any of it up? This is Lucky Sportsman's Territory, and we're doggone lucky to have it. Keep the West at its best. Put litter in its place. What would you do if there wasn't any place to fish, hunt, ski, or enjoy any of your favorite outdoor pastimes? Well, the answer in this true and somewhat urgent story about Lucky Sportsman's Territory. The people who brew your favorite Lucky would like you to focus your attention on the problem of litter. Obviously, you're not going to run out of places to get out and enjoy the great outdoors. Not quite yet. But at times, haven't you come on some favorite scene and found it looking pretty much like the day after the company picnic? And have you said that if someone doesn't do something about the situation pretty doggone quick, the scenery isn't going to be too scenic much longer? Well, the people at Lucky are inviting everyone who shares the joy of living in Lucky Sportsman's Territory to be that someone that does something about the situation. It's in a slogan they're using right now that says, "Keep the West at its best. Put litter in its place." It's lucky when you live in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Montana. Lucky Sportsman's Territory. Let's keep it that way. Just who is a lucky sportsman? Well, that would be anybody finishing up a round of golf, taking a spirited 12-pounder off the hook, sitting by a campfire in a ski lodge, or just following the game at home. Anybody, that is, who enjoys cool, refreshing Lucky, the sportsman's friend. And Lucky Sportsman's Territory? Well, that's the four great states that make up the northwest corner of America: Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Montana. And right now, there's a colorful display of Lucky Sportsman's Territory where you buy your favorite Lucky. It's a bright, lively map with sketches and comments about the countless outdoor activities available in these four states. So stop by your favorite store or tavern today. Stock up on a couple of six-packs or handy 12-packs of your favorite Lucky in bottles or cans. And look for the map of Lucky Sportsman's Territory while you're there, because Lucky's put you on the map.